Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Monday, November 25th. The state Democratic Party is suing the state election commission, arguing that requiring prospective voters to provide their social security number stops people from voting. Two other national Democratic organizations joined in the federal lawsuit filed today. The Boston Courier reports the lawsuit comes as Democrats work to sign up nearly a million eligible but unregistered voters across the Palmetto State. South Carolina is one of four states nationwide that ask prospective voters to give their entire social security number when registering to vote. New data from the U.S. Census looks at employment numbers by congressional district in 2017. Scott Morgan breaks down South Carolina's numbers.
Accommodations and manufacturing were easily the state's two most heavy employers. Combined, the two fields put nearly 500,000 South Carolinians to work in 2017, and each field employed at least 25,000 in four of the state's seven congressional districts. U.S. House District 4 covers Greenville and Spartanburg counties. That makes it the smallest district geographically, but the state's second most populous district nevertheless led in the number of people working in 2017, with just under 350,000. Districts 4 and 1, which includes Charleston, led in most categories, but District 5, covering most of the Midlands, put more people to work in utilities and mining than any other district in the state. And although District 7, which includes Myrtle Beach, led only one job category, real estate, it led the state in the number of businesses established overall, with close to 17,000 in 2017. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
Five Republicans and a lone Democrat have filed to run in the upcoming special election for Greenville County Sheriff. The Greenville News reports former officer and president of the NAACP Greenville chapter Paul Guy will run as a Democrat, while Captain Darius Hall, former Deputy Hobart Lewis, former Deputy Director of the Secret Service A.T. Tommy Smith, Officer Robert Whatley, and Officer Sean Zukowski vie for the Republican nomination. The position of Greenville Sheriff opened up after former Sheriff Will Lewis was convicted of misconduct and removed from office. Changes are coming to the way boat registrations are issued by the state. The changes start January 2020 and will be phased in over 3 years. The State Department of Natural Resources says the most immediate change will be that registration renewals will be done on an annual basis rather than every 3 years, and that the fee will appear on the boat owner's county property tax bill. Another change is that property taxes for boats will be collected by counties in advance for the coming year. DNR says the new process will mirror the system used to register automobiles. You can find more details regarding registration, titling, and boating laws at DNR's website. And dozens of children across the Palmetto State have a place to call home on this Adoption Day in South Carolina. CBS affiliate WSPA reports some 80 children are scheduled to be adopted by 60 families and family courts in Anderson, Charleston, Horry, and Sumter counties. It's 5:32.